Morning and welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and sure glad to have you back today. Today we want to kind of just go over some of these what we've called false preachers, confused preachers, whatever you'd like to call them, but they're certainly not men who are following God and preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. That's for certain. You'll be hearing a couple clips from a couple of them here in a little bit. Some stuff that just totally amazes me. Both of them talk about killing people. One of them because you talk about him, and the other one because you don't tithe. And just utterly amazing to me that these guys do this kind of nonsense. But hey, you know, things never cease to surprise me anymore. It's just amazing, I'll tell you, just amazing the stuff that you come across. And like I said, I have people that ask me, how do you know about this stuff? Where'd you hear this? And, you know, I've never heard that before. And who's that person? And it's because we, like I've said many, many times, folks, we get caught up in our own little world, and we forget to look outside the window to see what's going on around us. And, you know, as I've said it, and I mean it, it's a true statement. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, and we're sitting back watching it. And that's just absolutely disgraceful for any Christian to even believe might be happening. But it's happening all around us, and it's truly sad. But, you know, some of these people, like I've said before, a lot of these evangelists, a lot of these big TV preachers, a lot of these big church preachers, and even some in the smaller churches, all getting caught up in it. You know, I cease to, no, I don't either. I just continue to, I guess I would say. I continue to wish for things of the past sometimes, you know, like the old-time evangelists that got up and spoke with conviction, spoke from their heart, spoke what the Lord told them to tell, unabashed about it, just real true preachers of the gospel. And you just don't see it much anymore. You know, these guys that are the big boys of the crowd, as they, you know, like to some people call them, who made it to the big time, they seem to be, there's no, I don't know, what do I want to say? There's no humbleness to them at all. You know, it's like they think they're little gods, and some of them do, but they think they're just on top of the world and above reproach. It just amazes me that these guys are like that. And then when you hear some of these guys say things like, I'd like to take a machine gun and blow your head off because you talk about them, it's just amazing to me that they continue to have the followers they have. And not only that, you'll hear these people clapping and cheering this guy on when he says this stuff. What's with these people that would like to kill other people? It's a pride, and the proudness that they can't get out of their system. You know, they become holier than anyone. They become holier than God, even. It just continually amazes me. Let's see if we can't bring up a little audio here of one of the guys we were talking about.
You wonderful people of God, quit attacking man of God by name. Somebody's attacking me because of something I'm teaching. Let me tell you something, brother. You watch it. Dear God in heaven, I wish I can just... Oof. They call it the minister in my foot. You know, I've looked for one verse in the Bible. I just can't seem to find it. One verse that said, if you don't like him, kill him. I really wish I could find it. But don't mention people's names on your radio program and your TV program, thinking you're doing God service. You're not. You stink, frankly. That's the way I think about it. Sometimes I wish God would give me a Holy Ghost machine gun. I'll blow your head off.
Well, that was Benny Hinn talking on TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network's television show a few years back. But, you know, he hasn't changed a whole lot since then. You know, he's still waving his coat around off of the platform and people falling over in front of him just because he waves his coat, you know. If Benny yells, fall, they all fall. It's just amazing, isn't it? These people live such a lavish lifestyle, and I think that's where some of this problem comes. They don't seem to believe it, but I believe it. They live so lavishly. They live in multi-million dollar homes. They've got chauffeurs. They've got bodyguards. They got anything and everything they want at the snap of a finger. They got people to wait on them hand and foot. It's just literally amazing the way these people live. And I think what happens is, you know, it's like everything. They get involved in it so much and it went to their head. And now they've got, you know, a serious problem on their hands that they can't come back down to earth. So, is what I'd like to say it is. You know, it just, where do these guys, I guess what I'm saying is these guys claim to be ministers of the gospel. And where do they think anywhere in the gospel that says if somebody talks about you that you're, you know, you ought to want to get a gun and just blow their heads off? You know, nowhere in the Bible does it talk about stuff like that. Nowhere. Now, there's nothing wrong. Believe me. Trust me. There's nothing wrong for standing up for what you believe in. To say things like they say and then people to clap and egg them on more because they think it's wonderful that the preacher get up there and say, you know, I'd like to find a verse in the Bible that says I can, you know, shoot you and kill you. And it'd be okay because you're talking about me. You know, that's just amazing. And Paul Crouch, TBN guy, he sat right there and listened to this and he agreed with him. You know, and, you know, if you've ever watched TBN, and I'd like to do, and I probably will do a series on TBN by just itself. You know, it's the world's largest, you know, religious network, inspirational network, they like to call it. They don't use the word Christian a whole lot anymore because that might offend somebody. But they are an inspirational network, they say, and they're, you know, they're a religious network. But they don't, like I said, they don't talk much about being Christian so much anymore. But if you've ever watched them on TV, on cable or anything, you'll notice that they have gold couches and gold pillars, you know, gold lampstands, gold chairs, everything gold, because they like their little heaven on earth here, you know. They've got the Crouches themselves, Jan and Paul. They have multi-million dollar homes on the East Coast, the West Coast, and in Texas, and, you know, down Florida, and like I said, on the East Coast, California on the West Coast, down in Texas, and I don't know where else, but they got these big multi-million dollar homes, and, you know, it's amazing some of the things they've done and that they are doing. You know, they live like kings and queens. They have two homes in California, two homes in Florida, I guess is what I should have told you. Because they don't live together, they stay apart. Pretty amazing, isn't it? They all both have their own little home. I don't know, they're just like within, you know, across the street or a block from each other or something like that. Just amazing. Just truly amazing. Supposed to be man and wife. Well, why would they want separate homes? You know, I don't know the answer to that, and I'm not trying to say there is anything to it. Just strikes me as odd, and it certainly is a horrible, horrible use of the Lord's money, is to me. It's terrible. It's been reported that from the contractors that the offices on the top floor, Paul's office and that on the top floor of TBN building, have, you know, huge, oh, let's see, I forget what they said. It was, I don't remember, 2,800 square foot office or something, huge place, bigger than a lot of people's houses for sure. You know, but they all got bars and alcohol and everything in them and all that. And one time there was a preacher on TBN who was, staying in one of their homes and driving one of the ministry's cars, and he was with Paul Crouch out drinking, and this guy got drunk and left the bar and headed back to the ministry's home that he was using and wrecked his car. I mean, you know, I mean, what's this all about? These people are supposed to be, you know, leaders of the Christian community, not drunken fools, not people living like they're heavens on earth instead of in heaven where it's supposed to be. You know, they got the reward now. That's what the Lord says, and I believe it. And Benny Hinn was right on this guy's program saying this nonsense about how I'd want to blow your head off if I could just find one verse in the Bible telling you don't you use names and things on your radio and TV programs and naming names and all that kind of stuff. Well, of course he wants to say that because he don't want his name used. He don't want anybody to say Benny's one of them guys. So he's saying don't use names, that way you can talk about all the things going on, people won't know who it is. Well, that does no good now, does it? What good does it do me to warn you about something that's wrong, something that's being preached totally wrong, totally against the gospel, against the scriptures of the Lord, but not tell you where it's coming from so you can make sure you get, you know, don't go away near it. What good does it do to even bring it up? I'm not going to tell you where it's at. That's like telling you, hey, there's a bridge out. Where? Well, you'll find it when you come to it. I mean, how stupid is that? You tell somebody if there's a bridge out, you tell them what road it's on, so they make sure they avoid that. And that's what we do here. We tell you if there's a problem out there somewhere, how to avoid it. Who's doing it? Why they're doing it? We try to contact these people. They won't give us a time of day. I get emails constantly about, have you ever asked Benny Hinn to talk? You betcha. Sure have. Won't give us the time of day, naturally. He won't give hardly anybody the time of day that he doesn't want to talk, that disagrees with him. Why would he? He can't defend himself, so why would he want to give you an opportunity to let the world see what he's truly doing and how he's doing it? Of course they won't talk to us. That's why we have to warn you, because they won't tell us. They won't talk to us so we can explain it to them how wrong it is and prove it to them with the gospel. But they won't do that. So we have to do the best we can, folks, to get the word out there, let you know that there's no, you just cannot go about life preaching this nonsense and this garbage to everybody that has a radio or everybody that's got a TV or everybody that's got internet or telephone with the internet and taking their money, living like kings and multimillionaires and expect that it's right. I'm telling you, it's wrong. They know it's wrong. My land sakes, folks, them people know. Oh, I think honestly, they started out right. I think they started out trying to do their best. But maybe had a good heart and had a good plan, you know, truly devoted to the Lord. And then when the money, like one guy said, you know, hey, you know, when they got to start hustling the money so bad, or I should say so often, to be able to pay the bills, because once a ministry starts getting known a little bit, well, you know, your bills get higher because you're on more TV and you're on more of this, you're on more of that, trying to get out there and get your word out. And, you know, it's expensive and it's costly. You know, once these guys start having to realize they got to focus somewhat on fundraising, well, they get caught up in it. And the next thing you know, it's all about the money. And that's what it's turned into. You can't find these guys anywhere that aren't asking you for money. Every one of them's got a pitch for money somewhere, if not one time, two, three, four, five times during a program. You know, if it's an email, there'll be something about money in every one of them. You get a brochure or a thing of mail from one of these ministries in the mail. The first thing you pop out is a money card wanting your money. It's amazing that how much money is involved in all of these ministries. It just true. I know it costs money, folks, but they got millions of dollars in the bank, multiple millions of dollars worth of homes and cars and planes and savings and you name it. And if they got all that money, they should be using that money, not saving that money. What'd they save it for? Rainy day? Well, it rains all the time somewhere. So use it. You know, if that's what you want to say, it's using it, saving it for a rainy day. All right, then get it out and start using it, because you know it's raining somewhere, I'm sure. Look around the globe, somewhere it's raining. So use your money. Quit using excuses. Benny Hinn needs to quit worrying about blowing people's heads off and seeing if he can't do something to get the people's heads straight with God. That's what he needs to worry about. He don't need a Holy Ghost machine gun to kill people. He needs the Holy Ghost to help him. Listen, let's continue on tomorrow. I got some more clips I want to let you listen to. God bless you. See you in the morning. You know, I certainly hope that these programs have been a blessing to you. We certainly are blessed ourselves doing them and, you know, promoting them and producing them for you. And, you know, we just really pray that there's someone out there that's hearing what we got to say and that they understand what we're trying to portray and get across to you, that, you know, basically in a nutshell, it's a scary old world that we live in. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call. Give us an email. Go to our website, www.forgottenword.org. Leave us a note. Email us from the website, or you can just email us direct at fwm@adams.net. Or if you'd like to write to us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62630. And, you know, we'd like to hear from you. Let us know what you think. You know, become a partner. Help us spread the gospel. Amen. So we'll see you tomorrow.